What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junction X by Noriko Corizono, Chapter 21, Separate Paths. This chapter came out on August 13th, 2023, and is the now typical 19 pages. Really, there's not much to this chapter. It's pretty much just preparing for a time skip, something we're pretty much aware that's going to happen. I'll be surprised if it doesn't. I hope it doesn't, but that's pretty much what it is. It's the title says it all. They're all separated. Okay, but the biggest question that I start with is, where did Heihu come from? And where have you been? I'm pretty sure he's just forgotten about because it's just like, oh, surprise, here's Heihu. It's like, what the fuck, where you been? It's like, I wasn't going to go through the hassle of checking previous chapters to see if he was just like there in the background or on Xiaohu's shoulder or whatever. He may have been. But even Xiaohu was like, oh, I thought you went on with others. And then just jumping right into everyone being separated. I'll start with least of what's going on to who has the most going on. Lei Jiaotan. Cool that we're keeping up with her. She feels like part of the group. She's with some Imperial Daoshi group. That's all we really know, but there is a couple panels where she's thanking all the people she was just traveling with, including Heihu. It's like they're trying to make us think Heihu wasn't just forgotten, but come on. When it's hit so hard in the beginning, it kind of feels like he was. Anyways, then we move on to Jia Li. He goes to the Bagodashi Kion. Chion to train. Oh, I don't know Chinese names. I'm sorry. And he's willing enough to at least try. He just doesn't have time and says Julie will do a year of independent study and reading, all that stuff. And then he will judge to see if he has enough talent. Then we go over to Chaoyun, who is with Baguodaoshi Li, but Li says he pretty much won't train him. It takes a lot of determination to and hard work and all that stuff to be trained by Baguodaoshi, and it's a real honor. So Chaoyun needs to prove himself and is kind of giving a test. He needs to fill up Lee's bathwater from a stream that's like miles away and is only given a cup to do it. So yeah, and he has a short amount of time, I guess. We never actually get to see if he finishes this test or not. Even because the chapter is to be continued with him still doing the test, but time has passed, so I don't know exactly what's going on with that whole deal. That one made no sense to me. It really seems like Li just wanting to mess with Chaoyun. Because Kion, however the name is said, didn't seem to have a problem teaching Jia Li. Now we go to the one who is, I assume, is going to get the most attention with all this, is Xiaohu. Pretty much has the easiest time as far as like getting trained. He's with Baguodaoshi Zen, like we last saw him, but he's pretty much training under Feng Lin. And all he's really doing is like, she uses her Hang Shang Ying Ming, or the Hang Mountain Living Seal technique, which summons these Mushin Wood Spillers, and Xiaohu has to beat them and fight them. Everyone he beats, the next one gets a little stronger. He needs to beat 100, and by the time he gets to 100, that one would be like a fourth order Jiangshi strength. And after a month, yeah, it's already been a month. Cool. The time skip. This is kind of what I wanted, though, like chapters and increments. Yeah, if it's going to be a time skip, show us what's going on. Don't be like, okay, it's been 3 years, like, here's another month, here's another one. I'm fine with that. But in a month, he's only beat 43. I'm pretty sure Feng Ling said, oh, tomorrow you gotta beat 100. And now it's been a month, so, yeah. And even after these 43, he still exhausts himself. And then this is where we see Zhen being lenient, so much nicer and easier to work with than the other two Baguodaoshi, and tells Xiaohu to rest. Of course, Xiaohu doesn't listen, and for some reason, somehow falls in a river. I don't know. He's rescued. Feng Lin starts nagging his unconscious body, but Zhen, Zhen, cool guy. He finally actually talks instead of just like whispering or mumbling to Feng Lin. And he's like, yeah, he's full of revenge and stuff like that, but mostly the thing that is driving him is he's grateful and he wants to like show that to all the people that took care of him. That's what's driving him. It's like, oh, that's cool. It's a nice moment. I like that. And it really starts making me like Baguodaoshi's in a lot, even though, you know, he mumbles. Well, I do that too. Oh no, but maybe that's why I like him. Anyways, that's pretty much it. It was not much happened. It was just like, okay, this is what's going to be going on for the next 3 years. This is a chapter. And it's like, yeah, the title. Like I said, it's obvious. They're all separated. And it's like, yeah, title name makes sense. But that's it. I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going. I'm hoping it doesn't just cut straight to the end of the 3 years. But they do need to get stronger. So this, you know, it's not like it's unlikely. And I also don't think that means it's just going to be the end. I think it's going to be not the real beginning, but like we always see, and I've said this before, time skips don't mean it's ending. If anything, it means the longest part is just coming. Ooh. So I'm looking forward to it. Let me know what you're thinking. If you're looking forward to it, what you think's going to happen, how you think this time skip's going to work. You can leave a comment. Find me on social media, The AZ Stories. Email me at theazstories@gmail.com or join my Discord and my Ko-fi. You can, if you want help support me financially, with money, whatever, I have $1 and $2 tiers. I not only do you get a private Discord channel, you also get a shout out at the end of videos, and $2 tiers, you get to see all my notes. I do for all these. So if you want to do that, I greatly appreciate it. It'll be cool. It really would be. But links to everything I just said will be in description. But if you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. You want to keep up, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Junkshi X. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.